wants to congratulate everybody, and I don't blame him. Boy, what a win this was, 77-68. And it wasn't easy. Watkins fouled out. You know, they kept slicing the lead down.
I mean, they're a good team, and they're very well coached. It's a great program, and you'd expect nothing less. They're not going to quit, and that's what we talked about the halftime. That big shot X hit I thought was huge. But, you know, that's a very resilient team, and I still we played a lot of good teams this year, and there's not many teams that are going to beat that team there. They didn't make many mistakes. They play very, they play very tough defensively. They're going to push the ball, get the ball in the right spot. They just, you know, it's tough. You have such a small margin of error against a team like that in order to win. And like I said, you got to give our guys credit. They did some big plays, and even the run they made, that our guys didn't faze them. They were very solid, very confident. You know, getting down to six there, Murph, about three to go, a little, little scary. And our guys had some ice water in their veins.
Well, and there were so many big plays. I mean, you can talk about the shot after miss after miss after miss after miss down there for Vincennes. And finally, Sharp grabs that big rebound, then comes down on this end and gets a dunk.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's, you know, we got some really extraordinary players. And, you know, I was happy for several of these fans to be able to come and actually get to see these guys play. And, you know, that's the shame of it. But you know what? We're getting hopefully a couple more games to play out in Kansas, and we'll get a chance to watch them play again. Just extremely proud of these guys.
Boy, what a performance! Like we talked about, Sharp. Boyd had unofficially 9 rebounds. What a steady player he is! And
Sharp had what, 11 in the second
half?
Yeah,
11 in the second half. Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. 12 rebounds total.
That coaching's paying off, Murph. So, that's what it is.
7-3 coaching.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, a guy like Dre to come in there and do something special like that. I mean, because Jamar's not just getting boxed, he's getting held.
Right.
You know, Sidney's getting held, thrown down, and you got guys like Dre that are taking advantage of opportunities. Dawson, a big play. I thought one of the biggest plays of the game, and the poor guy fouled out with 8 minutes to go, but when, you know, our boy Ramon Douglas Watkins dove for that ball and flipped it up to our guys, just the energy it gave us to be able to, you know, finish that half was just absolutely incredible. When you make plays like that and give your teammates just confidence, you know, you see – one of your best players sell out like that, then everyone else is going to fall in line as well.
Yeah, and Ball, you know, he had the big first half was 17 and was big. And he ended up with 28. And you never know. In these games, you never know who's going to step up. Nigel Martin, for them, averages 1.8 a game.
Yeah.
And he got 24 tonight. He was their step-up guy.
Well, and as long as it wasn't the guys that we wanted it to be, you know, with Tucker and those guys, like we said, make somebody else beat us. And if the guy that averages 1 point a game, hopefully gave him a scholarship somehow. But, you know, he had 24, and we still managed to win by 10. We just didn't – we did not want their guys to be able to come in here and give them momentum and give them life and be able to beat us. We wanted somebody else. If someone else is going to do it, they're going to have a really special night.
The guy said the other night when we talked to him after you left – that the crowd that was in there the other night really juiced him up.
Yeah.
I have to feel like that was part of it tonight, too.
Oh, I think so. And, you know, as things slowly get back to normal, I mean, heck yeah, these guys are excited. And, you know, you just got to hand all these kids right now a lot of credit. I mean, it's April. It's nice outside. And they're still in the gym playing basketball since August. And this is an extremely long and brutal year from that standpoint, mentally and physically. And our guys have done a really good job of stepping up. I mean, we've lost some guys along the way. We've had some injuries. We've had some things not go our way. But the resilience of this group and just the cohesiveness they've had has just been truly special.
Now, as I understand it, selection show is, what, Sunday night?
Sunday, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sunday night at 6,
yes.
Is what I heard?
Yeah. I think Coach Sterrick has got some ideas there where we'll have the team, and we'll have to probably keep it isolated from the, you know, just because we still have to test two more times going in. Like, we can't forget this thing's not around.
Right.
So
we'll
do everything we can to make sure that happens. But I like where we're sitting. The teams that got beat, winning your region's always a big thing. And, you know, like I said, we're playing the best basketball I think we need to be playing right now. Defensively, offensively, having guys make plays. And I think we still have room to get better.
We will definitely have you on tomorrow on Sports Boys, so plan to spend a little time with me there.
I'll save some of this for you here because
it's
getting a little loose. These vocal cords are wearing down.
Mine
season.
Too.
Yeah.
We'll let you go, but we're going to talk to some players. But congratulations, and congratulations on that Coach of the Year, too.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That up a little bit. Just a little. There you go.
All right. Sorry about that.
That's all right. You can't describe it?
No, it's unbelievable. I never would have imagined that from what all we've been through this season and everything, just going through adversity and getting to this point.
And what about, you know, early in this season, they came to Dawson Yates and said, you're going to be a starter. And I remember we talked about this on the Talking Vol show, and you said, wait a minute, what? And you stepped right in and never missed a beat. And you thrived on it. You hit two threes tonight. Huge steal down here. And you had another one that they knocked you silly and took the ball away from you. But you're always playing that cerebral game.
Yeah, with me usually being one of the smaller guys on the court, I got to do everything I can outside of scoring and blocking people. I try to get to the right spots all the time. I try to get every rebound I can. I try to play defense as best I can. So I just do what I got to do to get out on the floor.
And this team has come through a lot this year, and you're going to the Nationals. And I know that's probably, you know, you might have saw some of that last year up at Red Lake, but now you're a part of it. You're a starter on the team that's going to the Nationals that has a chance to win it all. And a lot of, I mean, you know, the D1 guys are all done.
Yeah.
You know, JUCO's still playing. This is fun, isn't it?
It's awesome. Fun's not even close to how you could compare.
So you got some stuff left. Everybody still ready?
Yes, sir. We're still hungry.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
you don't want to be just say, hey, let's go to the Nationals, and, you know, because I'm excited, we want to keep on going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And how much, let me ask you this one, how much of your background, the Pinckneyville tradition, the drills and the, you know, Coach Wagner and all the winning at Pinckneyville, how much does that go into what makes up Dawson Yates?
A ton. I mean, I've grown up in Pinckneyville my whole life. I watched it through high school. I watched how they play defense and how defense kind of translates to everything else on the court, and all the stuff I did in high school definitely translates to college.
So winning to you is nothing new, huh? Been doing it all your life.
We won a lot in Pinckneyville. We did.
Yeah. But. Well, listen, congratulations. Loved having you on the show, and loved watching you play. You know, for the smaller guys, you know, you're our hero. I mean, you know, sometimes you'd grab hold of the ball and they'd throw you around like a rag doll, but you'd hang on to it. I mean, Tim and I both were about ready to come over the boards when you got that big steal down there.
Well, that was a big steal.
Knocked the ball out of
big
your hands,
steal.
And then you came back and got another one. So great job, and keep it up, and we'll find out Sunday who we play and when.
Yes, sir.
And
thank
where,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and hey, I think it's your grandparents I talked to about every game.
Every game.
So, yeah,
after
we talk,
every
they're
game.
Here every game, too.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Thank
awesome.
You, Dawson.
Thank you.
All right.
Man,
it's
stuff I worked for all year just to be player of the year. That was one of my goals, so I reached it, so that's big for me.
Let me ask you this, because I noticed this at the very beginning of the game, always before, and maybe I'm seeing things, but always before, Vincennes would double you or triple you.
Yeah.
And tonight, they're playing you one-on-one. Did you notice that?
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on with that?
Well, they're crazy, man. So.
They must
what
be.
They were thinking.
Well, I guess they were thinking, you know, we'll take our chances because, let's be honest, your free throw percentage isn't golden.
Yeah.
But it's getting better.
You made some good passes, though,
but
too.
You,
maybe
yeah.
That's why they did.
I got two quick fouls, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But you stayed with it. And how big was it winning without Watkins? He fouled out.
Well, that was big. You know, we had his back. He fouled us, so we told him we had his back
yeah.
to win the game. So
that's
that
what
really
X
big.
Said. X said, I hugged him and said, we're going to Hutch.
Yeah,
we got
well,
it.
You did a lot of good scoring there at second half. Inside, we needed that.
Yes, sir, definitely.
Yeah. Spinning, the hooks, and really, you know, and we've talked about this before. You're one of the premier big men in the country. I know Coach said one time he sent you a text and he said something about, oh, this guy's claiming to be the best JUCO player in the country. He sent it to you, and you said, hey, I don't care about that. I just want to win a national championship. That tells me a lot about what's inside you because I've seen you come out here and work. I've seen you pound and work hard. We've talked on several occasions after ball games. I mean, you're in it for the long haul, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I just want to see the team win, overall team success. So that makes me happy. Everybody eats, so that's very
yeah.
big for me.
And, you know, pairing up, there have been times where you've been out there with Sharp.
Yeah.
Both you guys on the – and, you know, we always kid and say, well, what does teams think – when they take the Hulk out and bring the skyscraper in. So what if you're both in there at the same time? What do teams do then? And you guys complement each other pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, we like playing with each other. We need to work on it a little bit more, but it's gonna come together.
Yeah, yeah, and you switched into the zone tonight when you got into problems there.
Yeah.
Is this team playing the best right now that they can play?
I still think we can play a little bit more better, but we're playing pretty good right now. I like the way we're playing.
Yeah.
Coming off a good win, now it's time to get ready for Hutch.
Yeah. You in good? You feeling good? You're not bruised up, banged up, or anything? You good?
No, I'm always good. 2 years in a row winning this, so it's a very good feeling for me.
Isn't that something?
It's exciting. Red Lake last year, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, 4 wins in a row against Vincennes.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah,
3 times. The only time I ever beat him in the same season.
Yeah,
3 times.
But why not beat him 4? You know, and there's an offshot chance if they go to the Nationals with an at large.
Yeah.
You guys could beat him down there.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but... thanks for always being there for us. Thanks for talking to us, and thanks for coming over and spending some time. And congratulations on that Region 24 Player of the Year.
Appreciate it.
I'm proud of you. That's
thank
great.
You,
that's great. All right, thank you. We'll talk to you soon about this this effort that you had tonight.
Yeah.
You had 17 in the first. You hit 2 threes to end the first half. Hit 2 threes to start the second half, and you hit 5 threes altogether. 28 points. Boy, what was the juice tonight? What was up with that?
I mean, just stepping up when my team needed me. We got a bunch of guys on our team that can go. You know what I'm saying? When it's your turn, you just go, and we going and when it's your turn, the team gonna believe in you. And that's all it was. My team and my coaches believed in me.
You know, earlier in the season, yeah. Coach Clancy said if we get X down on that baseline for that jump hook, he'll make that about 85% of the time.
Yeah.
And I've seen you the rest of the year, and I always watch you go down on that baseline and get ready for that hook. But tonight you did it from
everywhere.
Outside, inside, drives, and rebounding too.
Yeah, it was we just knew our matchups. We knew that their bigs were kind of slow on their feet, you know, and we got stretch fours with me and Doug, you know, so we could stretch the four a whole lot. We just spread them out and attacked and went to work.
Yeah, and what was the mindset when Doug fouled out? Because, you know, he goes over there with about 7 minutes left, and then you're down a big.
Yeah, I went and told him straight up. I went up, told him, put my arms around him and said, I got you, bro. I got us. We're going to Hutch. That's all I said.
Yeah, and you are. And you are. How is, you know, this team has come through some adversities. People are here that weren't, that you know, are gone, that were here early. But you guys just keep persevering and keep doing it. What's the magic of this team? Is it the depth?
That's what's so great about it. It's like, it's the depth for sure. We got a bunch of guys that can go, like I said before. And it's like, you know what I'm saying, just keep going. That's all it is. Coach Kyle tell us, keep going. However we come through adversity, the better we're going to be. And if we come out and come on top, ain't nobody in the country that can beat us.
Well, big man, 28 points, MVP tonight. Congratulations.
Appreciate
we love
that.
Watching you all year. All right. You got a few games left in you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
That is Xavier Ball.
Great job.
As the big man came over and talked to us. And
we have some long threes.
The thing is,